Adam Babis and Young Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have some news from the Philippines, along from the U.S., along with music from the Philippines, as well with music from a very influential rock band from the 1970s that's been getting more wider recognition for their accomplishments, but has had very big influences on the likes of the Go-Go's, the Runaways, and has fans from the likes of David Bowie. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from the Star Tribune. Cameron Bynum has been everywhere this spring. Starting safety, slot cornerback, or at the line of scrimmage for a morphing Vikings defense. Hours after the Vikings' final spring practice last week, he also planned to board a flight back to the Philippines. That's where Bynum, 24, will continue a busy offseason before reporting to a training camp in late July. Aside from keeping hold of a starting job with the Vikings, Bynum got married on a white sand beach in the Philippines in March. 2 days after the nuptials, his bride, Lalaine Bynum, and family members joined him for a second year of relief efforts providing food, water, and necessities to areas in the country devastated by typhoons. "That was really our honeymoon," Bynum said. "We were able to see the same families we saw last year after Tropical Storm Maggie in April of 2022. We followed up with them and brought them whatever they needed this time around. A lot of them were able to rebuild homes and get a new neighborhood built after their neighborhoods were wiped out with the landslides and typhoons." He started the Bynum Faith Foundation last summer after seeing a firsthand damage in the Philippines, where his family roots run to a great-grandmother who grew up in one of the cities where they provided battery-operated fans, canned goods, rice, and water. "That's where I realized we have a lot of family out there affected," said Bynum, whose mother Jennifer is a third-generation Filipino-American. "It was a really crazy coincidence. It was all God, I really found out after. It was really cool, kind of full circle moment." Bynum proudly wears his Filipino heritage and the country's flag, which hangs in his locker where it's not draped around the shoulders like after his game-sealing interception against the Jets in December. He said he spent most of this offseason, 3 to 4 months in the Philippines, where another coincidence kept him ready for the Vikings. The training company Bynum used to prepare for the 2021 NFL Draft Michael Johnson performance had a facility in the Philippines for Olympic athletes. "It ended up being 30 minutes from my place I stayed at," Bynum said. "It worked out perfectly. Nice facility, soccer field, nice turf, weight room, speed treadmill, everything you need. A full facility better than a lot of the ones out here." Bynum found teammates by connecting with a super small network of Filipinos running flag football teams in the area. Seeing the passion for this sport abroad, Bynum decided to host first football camp a year ago in Manila from June 24 to 25. Family, friends, trainers, and former coaches traveled with Bynum to host the skills camp and flag football tournament. "Football is not big in Asia," Bynum said. "It's coming to Europe, getting big out there, but Asia doesn't get touched with football at all. I'm trying to be the one to bring it and expand it out there." His role with the Vikings, despite the presence of 2022 first-round safety Lewis Seen, appears firmly entrenched. Bynum was the only Vikings defender and one of only three NFL defenders to play every snap last season. Bynum barely left the field as the Vikings installed coordinator Brian Flores' defense this spring. He continues to start in the base defense with safety Harrison Smith. He also moved around to different positions in the secondary when the team practiced schemes using 5 or 6 defensive backs. "We're playing a lot of personal groupings," Coach Kevin O'Connell said, "and I'm trying to mix and match with our safety group to ultimately see how we can get the best 11 on the field, regardless of the situation in the game, run or pass." Bynum, a self-described nerd, has been lauded by teammates and coaches for always being prepared. The former Cal cornerback quickly adapted to life as an NFL safety, and he has said he has had little issue learning a third different playbook in as many seasons. "I'm feeling really comfortable, especially with the amount of reps we've been able to get during spring session," Bynum said. "It's the third defense I've had to learn. So I feel I've been able to learn and pretty easy because the more you learn, you compare it to old stuff. But there's still so much to learn." And that was from the Star Tribune. But for right now, we are going to play some Filipino jazz. And this is from an artist by the name of Bong Panera. And this is his song, Sadako Panon. Bong Panera with Sadako Panon. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at KFAI.com. www.org/Filipino-American-National-News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find us via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. The Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. said negotiations with China about fishing rights in the West Philippine Sea is making progress. These things do not come very quickly, but we are slowly making progress because the key to that is the improved communication between the Philippine government and the Chinese government. Marcos was quoted by the Philippine news agency. His government is talking at every level, including to Chinese President Xi Jinping, he said. Responding to seasonal fishing ban by China, Marcos said the ban will take place with coordination and his government will have a plan for fishermen's livelihoods. In April, the Philippines and China were engaged in a maritime incident. Manila accused China of aggressive tactics at sea, while Beijing claimed Manila's vessels allegedly intruded into its waters. On Friday last week, two Chinese Coast Guard vessels had intercepted a PCG vessel that were in vicinity of the Agayan Shoal. But Beijing said it was premeditated and a proactive action for the Philippine vessel to barge into the waters off the Ren'ai Reef with journalists on board. The Philippines won a case in 2016 at a UN-backed arbitration court that invalidated China's expansive claims in the resource-rich South China Sea. China and several regional countries making overlapping maritime claims in the South China Sea, resulting in conflicting situations. Washington has frequently sailed its warships and flown its fighter jets over the South China Sea under the so-called freedom of navigation, which Beijing has repeatedly denounced as a violation of its territory's integrity. China's assertions are based on a 9-dash line, purple dashes on official China maps that denote Beijing's historical claims. And back to the news desk once again. And this comes from Las Vegas. Filipino-American leaders will be holding a rally against Asian hate in front of the Regional Justice Center in downtown Las Vegas on June the 29th at 10 a.m. Community leaders will be calling for justice for elderly Filipino man who was attacked in his southwest Las Vegas home. Channel 13 first reported on the brutal beating of 75-year-old Amandio Quindara on the afternoon of May 30th. Quindara was resting in his garage when his neighbor, 44-year-old Christian Lentz, approached Quindara and verbally threatened him. Surveillance videos show Lentz entering the garage before allegedly picking Quindara up, slamming him into the ground, and punching him repeatedly. Lentz was initially charged with one count of residential burglary. He was arrested and released from jail shortly after the attack. On June 16th, Clark County District Attorney Stephen Wolfson announced an additional charge of elder abuse, perpetrated as a hate crime. "It was pleasantly surprised that all it needed was for us to speak up," said Jack De Hoya, president of the Philippine Federation of Filipino Americans Association of Nevada. The attack comes at a time when there is an alarming surge in hate crimes against Asian Americans nationally, such as Nevada's Filipino American population is growing rapidly. Community leaders are urging elected officials and law enforcement to take overall rise in attacks much more seriously and create proactive measures to prevent future acts of violence. "When Filipino Americans heard about this brutal attack, we took it very personally because the first thought we had was, that could have been my dad, said De Hoya. In the Filipino-American community, we are very, very family-oriented, and we revere our elders. So we felt like our father had been attacked. It hit us right in our hearts. These kind of hate crimes, which have been skyrocketing against Asian Americans, are absolutely unacceptable, especially here in our Las Vegas community. We stand with the victims of hate crimes and their families, said Mindy Lloyd, chair of the nonprofit advocacy organization Bamboo Bridges. This senseless violence fueled by hate has to stop now. Christian Lentz is due back in court on July the 3rd. But for right now, we are going to play our second song of the evening, and it's from a group called Fanny, which was a very influential band in the 1970s. I believe they released 5 studio albums, and 2 of their founding members, Gene and June Millington, are Filipina, and Bree Howard Darling is also Filipino, who played the drums in the group. We're going to play a song titled Special Care. If you are looking to learn more about this group, Fanny, there is a documentary about them from 2021 entitled Fanny, I believe it's called The Right to Rock, which you can find on many streaming services from, I believe, Vudu to YouTube as well. And I believe during this past May, they were also featured on PBS. But once again, this is the group Fanny with their track Special Care.
Special care.
And once again, that was the group Fanny with the track Special Care. As I noted earlier, if you want to learn more about the group Fanny, you can find their documentary, The Right to Rock, on many of the streaming services. And look like they recently went on tour a month ago or so. And they released their first album as a group Fanny in 50 years. But right now, we'll get over to our community announcements. Congratulations go out to Vera Cruz and Josie Dela Cruz Shute, who had their first annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival, which took place at the Mississippi Crossings in Chaplin Park. It was estimated that somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 people were able to attend the event that lasted from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our former co-host, Afshin Firuzin, finished second in the Lumpia eating contest, where they had 6 minutes and 25 seconds to eat a total of 25 Lumpias. The winner actually did finish all 25 in the first ever competition. And the winner traveled all the way from Owatonna to Chaplin Park for the event. In the next couple of weeks, here at the Philippine American National News, we'll be doing an interview with a Filipina by the name of Christina Tubara, who's representing the Uptown area as Miss Uptown for the Miss Minnesota USA pageant. In regards to community announcements, the 17th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational will be taking place from July 15th to 16th. The North Star Summer Classic will be taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy. There will be 3 divisions of basketball: the 40 plus Masters Division, 6 feet and under, and the Open. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact the committee chair, Boo Dava, at 763-528-5768. And we should be having Boo Dava on the show leading up to the basketball tournament. And then maybe we will also have some of the participants from the various divisions on the show as well. The following week after that event, the 35th annual Philippine Day celebration presented by the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be taking place at the Woodbury High School / Ojibwe Park. We'll have more information in regards to that event in the upcoming future. But for right now, we are going to play a song from the artist known as Daryl Ong. And the name of this song is entitled Na Is Kong Malaman. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Di na kayang dalhin ng puso ko, sana'y marinig sigaw nito. Nagsisikip aking dibdib, di na makatulog, sana'y dinggin mo. Kahit ikaw nasa aking tabi, parang ako'y di naririnig. O kay sakit, bakit sa'yo'y parang baliwala? Nais kong malaman mo, nais kong sabihin sa'yo, ngunit parang di ko masabi. Nandito lang di mabigkas sa aking labi. Ako hangganan ba ang kailan man ang paghihintay hanggang saan hanggang kailan ang pag-ibig ko sana'y maramdaman nais ko malaman mo nais kong sabihin sa'yo
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stern.